Fraser Meadows, an active retirement community in Boulder, opened a new exhibit yesterday. Celebrando Nuestra Cultura aims to bring awareness on the history of Latinos living in the state by featuring the stories of professionals, civil servants, and entrepreneurs in the present moment in the county, and displays pictures and bios of young students who are preparing to take up the baton of leadership. KGNU's Rosana Longo Better spoke with exhibit organizers Esther Matheson and Adeline Chavez.
How this exhibit idea came to be?
Well, it's been a year in the planning, and we decided that Fraser really needed to be more familiar and more acquainted with the Latino community out there. And so that meant that we would start in the spring from the exhibit and then develop the week-long activities. And it would just be lectures, and they would have activities, fiestas, and just to give them a pretty good overall picture of who we are as Latinos.
Esther, I have known you for a long time. Can you tell us about you? Because we want to know who you are.
Well, I have been in Boulder for over 50 years, and one of my passions is education. And education means that I am going to do what I can to help the Latino students in Boulder County. And so as a result, we have an organization that provides scholarships for Latino kids, and we're providing up to 60 scholarships a year for them. And they're graduating. We are so proud of them. This is my passion.
And you are well known because of the service that you provide for young people that want to further their education. There is a way of leveling the field, especially for us Latino community. I also have in studios Adilene Chavez. She comes also from the Fraser Meadows. You're younger, so I have not met you. It's so nice to have you here. Tell us about you. What do you do?
So I was brought in by Esther. She had a vision of us incorporating different events to showcase the Latino community at Fraser. For me, it really resonated because I am Latina. My parents are both Mexican. I'm Mexican American. I grew up in Boulder. I'm from Boulder. My whole family's here. And so to me, I think it's a great opportunity to showcase that a community that is willing to hear what we have to say and also to learn about the histories, what's going on now, and what the plans are for the future.
Why is this important to bring the past, the present, and the future of our community that has been present in Boulder County for a long time? Esther?
Well, it's important because they need to know that when the Latinos first started coming into Boulder County in the early 1900s, they were mostly involved in hard labor in the coal mines and the sugar beet industries, and it was hard work. It was probably the only ones who actually did this. It was just heartbreaking labor. The abuses in the labor force were pretty bad, and they did not really have a very good lifestyle. Then we moved to the present. Where are Latinos today? And the exhibit then will demonstrate that we have Latinos in every walk of life, and we have taken photographs of Latinos today in all areas, in categories like education, music and art, government, nonprofits. We have worked with the Latino Chamber of Commerce to bring in some of these people to us. I have a lot of contacts in the community as well. I was busy on the phone getting in touch with all of them, and they're in the areas of psychologists, there's professors, teachers, there are businessmen, restaurant owners, beauty shop owners, and we've taken pictures of them, and we have displaying them on posters in the present section. And then we have the future, where we have the organizations that provide scholarships for Latino kids. They themselves, each organization has showcased an outstanding student that they think is really going to go far.
For you, Adilene Chavez, as a young woman, as a young Latina, why is this extremely important to point out?
I feel like the exhibit just showcases where we come from and the obstacles that Latinos have faced in Boulder County. And for me, it's very empowering to see everything going on. Like you said, there's so many people in power that are of the Latino community. It opens the doors and it just lets you know that there's so much more that you can be doing. And also then looking to the future and to see everything that Esther and so many other organizations are doing to opening more doors for those kids and also just providing more opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise. And so I feel like anybody coming to see it, I think they'll appreciate where we've been and where we're going.
Esther Mathison, you have been in the community for a long time and you keep on, like you're saying, volunteering and giving from your energy. Why is this exhibit extremely important right now for people to see, and especially for you that you have put so much effort on it?
To see the progression of where they were when they came in to where they are now and where they're going does me so proud. I hear of these kids, you know, one is in a Channel 9 news team. Another one is a doctor now practicing. Another one is a successful restaurant owner. I mean, it just fills me with so much pride and so much, and it energizes me because I feel like we have made a difference. And we are continuing to make a difference. And this is one way for these kids to fulfill their dreams. And in the Boulder County Latina League, where we offer scholarships, we call it on the wings of a dream, because that's where they're going. They're soaring into areas that they never dreamed they would accomplish.
I have been speaking with Esther Mathison and Adilene Chavez about the exhibit Celebrando Nuestra Cultura, in English, Celebrating Our Culture. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.